Welcome to Hog Island. It got its name back in 1890 when a shipwreck released pigs here. Take a moment. Listen. Not pigs. That's a mating colony of double-crested cormorants. Birds, almost half-bird, half-fish. Their wings, water-permeable, built for diving, not soaring. For over 1,300 years, fishermen in Japan, appointed by the emperor, have trained cormorants. On bamboo skiffs, they have a blazing bonfire called kagaribai, which burns from the bow. Its light reflects across the water's surface, drawing fish to the boat. Cormorants dive, seize the fish, and return them to baskets. Paid not in money, but in a small fish reward. Ancient hunters, living links between water and sky. Beneath your kayak runs the San Andreas Fault. It slices straight through Hog and Duck Islands. Shallow bay, deep trough. Fast water in the channel brings nutrients. Warm coves on either side swirl with plankton. Add the northwest wind pushing blooms each afternoon, and clean water free of pollution. This is one of the best places on Earth for bioluminescence. Some plankton here have been glowing for decades. The first real study of this glow came from war. Submarines glided through massive blooms. The sea lit up, their cover exposed. Dinoflagellates glow when disturbed, a defense mechanism. Tiny flashes summon bigger predators to eat the smaller fish feeding on them. A guppy bites. It glows. Moments later, gone. Over time, some evolved. Krill and baitfish grew black stomach lining. They could eat the glowing plankton without lighting themselves up. Evolution's blackout curtain. In the abyss, bioluminescence takes stranger forms. The anglerfish. It dangles a living lantern in front of its mouth, just like Japanese fishermen with their blazing fire on the river. Only here the prey swims closer and closer until it disappears into the jaws of the hunter. water, and sparks of light erupt. You're not just seeing magic. You're seeing the story of geology, evolution, warfare, and survival. A story written in light. And according to the Monterey Bay Aquarium, over 70% of life in the deep sea uses bioluminescence in one form or another. If life began as a chemical reaction on the ocean floor, then bioluminescent light may have shaped the very evolution of life on Earth.